Dr. John Christie of the University of Alabama in Huntsville refers to the National Assessment as an evangelistic statement about a coming apocalypse and not a scientific statement about the evolution of a complicated system with significant uncertainty. The USNA was established by John Gibbons, the science and technology assistant to Bill Clinton. Mr. Gibbons and his team used outdated assumptions, such as the unrealistic doomsayings of Paul Ehrlich, and grossly overestimated CO2 growth rates. They used extreme data from climate models available. Consider the illustration to the right. The first frame is the observed precipitation trend for the last 100 years in the northeastern part of the United States. The next two frames are results from the application of the Canadian and Hadley models, respectively. These results are contradictory and not representative of reality. Professor Patrick J. Michaels demonstrated that the models used by the USNA were no more accurate than a set of random numbers applied to observed average temperatures for the 20th century, a fact that the USNA team acknowledged. They did not alter their findings